Hi, I'm Steve Ladd, son of George. Following is a brief summary of my dad's musical background and how these recordings came about. Dad came to music partly from his mother, Gertrude, who sang and played the piano. He got his real passion for song from his father, who sang, scored for male choirs, and directed choral groups around Spokane in his spare time. Myron taught George how to sing in the do-re-mi manner, which treats melodies as a series of note intervals that work in any key. Dad had perfect pitch, which he demonstrated by pulling a tuning fork from his pocket, singing an A, then tapping the fork on something to show that he was right on the note. George was given piano instruction from a private teacher and developed his own style for combining keyboards and vocals. Dad grew up around a more or less equal mix of religious and popular music. He was a child prodigy. For years, he was the only youth in an otherwise adult choir, the Melody Makers. When he went to war in Europe, he got an accordion and helped keep his buddies singing, just as he did in later life, wherever he went. Dad was always leading sing-alongs for social groups like the Bremerton Ski Cruisers. He prepared songbooks with plenty of copies for everyone. Mom did the organizing and mimeographing. For years, he was a member of the Puget Soundsters, a choral group consisting largely of local music teachers and band leaders. Dad was agnostic on religious matters. As an adult, he never joined a church, yet he continued to love spiritual music. He sang and played at the local Unitarian Church every weekend, for a small stipend, and at weddings and funerals upon request. He invariably made people cry. But Mom and Dad were also partiers, and Dad's beautiful tenor voice was just as likely to be heard crooning the Beer Barrel Polka as Closer My God to Thee. Dad was an amateur in that he never wanted to make a living at music or become famous. He just wanted to have a good time while expressing himself. But he was professional in the level of his craft. He never stopped arranging and practicing. After Dad and Mom had both passed away, Dad's brother Dean and sister Helen were eager to compile his recordings. They loaned me their cassette tapes, which I compared to those my parents had left behind. Most were copies of each other or wedding recordings with poor sound quality. But from the pile, I identified four good original recordings. The two earliest tapes had escaped everyone's memory. My guess is that they date from the 1950s. Gertrude's and Bonnie's voices can be heard in the background as they turn the pages and operate the machine. One was labeled old songs, meaning they were old even then. In editing Dad's music, I have kept these 21 songs together as an album. The other was labeled hymns. I retain this as an album containing 12 hymns. These old songs and hymns are in the classic George Ladd style, but are of lesser importance in his later repertoire. That is, his style didn't change much, but his selections did. It wasn't until 1985 that Dad did another serious recording at Bob Lang's underground studio in Richmond Beach. Most are popular songs, a few are hymns. Mom distributed lots of copies, variously labeling them George, George Ladd Singing and Piano, or First Tape. These 26 studio recordings have superior sound quality. I call this album At Bob Lang Studio. Sometime thereafter, Dad made the final tape, this time using a recorder at home. Mom labeled this George Ladd Second Tape and again distributed copies. I call this final album More George. With these extra 26 songs, the bulk of George Ladd's repertoire is preserved for all time. The At Bob Lang Studio and More George albums contain the songs that most people will remember him by. Some, like Side by Side, were popular in his youth. Venico Mi, with Italian lyrics, he learned in World War II. There are lots of show tunes and Henry Mancini compositions. Most are love songs, of course. Three are in Spanish, Dad having learned them during their winters in Mexico. My favorite as I left my heart in San Francisco. Brother Mike could never get enough of Alley Cat. Dad kept learning new songs, yet he also kept harking back to old ones. In his final years, his favorite pick-me-up was a rollicking foot stomper called Hey Good Lookin', What You Got Cookin', about a kid with a jalopy and a $10 bill taking his girl out for a night on the town. Too bad that one never got taped. Dad touched a lot of people. It's our hope that you will now listen to these digitized recordings the way you listen to other cherished music, be it on your smartphone, laptop, or car stereo. We keep these four albums on a cloud storage site. Contact me or my wife, Jenny, for the download links. And enjoy!